I think he's still playing well. He's still in shape. He still has the arm, which is obviously important. And now maybe he doesn't have the pain-in-the-neck receiver out there. He's crying all the time about not getting the ball. I was open, and you didn't throw it to me. Maybe he'll just throw it to the guys who are open and not try and force the ball into one guy.
That was Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, just talking about the Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown dynamic. Dante Moncrief, a guy with 4.4 speed, a big guy, 6'2", 220, who hasn't really played with a great quarterback for a couple of years, but put up some pretty solid numbers his first few years in the league with Indy. A new Steeler, along with Steven Nelson, a cornerback from most recently of Kansas City. That's an interesting dichotomy there, though, an interesting dynamic that people try to point out. I think most everyone acknowledges Antonio Brown, best receiver in football, or what, second best to Julio, like six of one, half dozen of the other. And yet it seems like people have come to a conclusion that he can be the best wideout in football and also be damaging to this team. I'm still struggling with that one, you know what I mean? He leads the league in touchdowns in what you would call a down year, and catches and yards for him would be a career year for virtually any other player in the league, and yet he can be a negative. That'll be interesting. That I'm not sure about necessarily. That's something that I gotta believe it when I see it. Although I will concede that the idea that the Steelers maybe go for more balance, spread the ball around, just throw the ball to who they should throw it to, there's some appeal to, you know what there is? There's appeal to the idea that that was the problem, right? There's an appeal in thinking Antonio Brown, for all his gifts, really was a problem. And that the offense will, it'll be the old Bill Simmons Ewing theory. Take away the best player and the team will be better around him. It'll be this version, so I guess it'll be the football version of Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell jump shooting the Steelers to the Super Bowl. By the way, I got to share something that happened. We had a big conversation with Ed at the end of the interview about, is my prime year behind me, right? Is my best year on this earth, the best combination of physical wellness, athletic ability, mental sharpness, is it behind me? Have I played my best season? Is my wife, as she renews the one-year marriage contract every year, is she going to be getting diminishing returns? Let me point out two things that happened. In the middle of the interview, in the middle of Ed's last answer, I said to Craig, for the life of me, there's something I really wanted to ask Ed, and now I can't remember it. As I'm walking back in from using the restroom, I realized I forgot to ask Ed, hey, Ed, when is Ben's contract extension going to be done? Maybe people out there would want to know this from a guy who's covered the team for about as long as I've been alive. Maybe they would have wanted to know that. Forgot to ask. Mental decline. Check. Oh, but wait, it gets worse. I failed to tell you what happened on my way out to the bathroom. You walk out of our doors here at Entercom Pittsburgh as I see our assistant program director, PJ, walk out right now. There's a glass door. It has an automatic little kick that opens it. When you walk under it, you just push. Our outer door, though, is trickier. If you're a complete imbecile, you have to push the handle down and push the door out. With a person in the entryway watching this happen, I walked headlong into the door and slammed into it because when I, without looking, tried to push down on the handle, thinking I would be there, I missed, and therefore walked headlong into a door. To which the person that was out there said, boy, I wish I had been recording that. And I believe he knew who I was, because I had just walked out of the fan studio. And he struck me as the kind of guy that probably listens to sports talk. So in front of people, so for those of you scoring at home, I forgot to ask Ed probably the single most relevant question anyone would want an answer to, and proceeded to follow that gem of a performance up by walking into a door in front of people. Yeah, 34 is treating me just fine. Thank you. It actually happened too, Craig. That's the worst part. I'm not making any of this up because it fits. Do you believe the narrative? I want to honestly explore this coming up next, because I think Dante Moncrief is an interesting signing by the Steelers. I do. Interesting doesn't always mean like definitively going to work. Do you actually believe in what I'll use the Bill Simmons term, the Ewing theory, that despite Antonio Brown's greatness, sort of the demands he placed on the offense, you got to get him his touches, you got to get him the ball, or else he's going to become extremely disruptive. He's going to not sabotage the game plan, but you're going to feel like sometimes he's out there and he's at once the greatest wide receiver in the league and also a liability or an annoyance. Do you actually believe the Steelers can and will be better on offense? You know, I'll just flat out say will. Do you believe they will be better on offense with Antonio Brown gone? Can you tie yourself in knots and make that case and believe it when you say it out loud? 412-928-9370. You've now got two chances to win with 93.7 The Fan and Total Sports Enterprises at the Mall at Robinson. Tune in tomorrow to the Van Morning Show for your chance to win a mystery signed 8x10 photo. Then tune in to the PM team. That would be me, for your chance to win $50 in-store credit. Be sure to head over to tscshop.com for all, your Steel City must-haves. Can you make a case, a realistic case, and if so, how and why? Because I'm sort of struggling with it myself, that the Steelers will be better on offense without Antonio Brown around. That he chewed so much scenery, I'll say, that despite his greatness, it was a net negative. Is that a realistic thing, or is that people just trying to spin the departure of the best wide receiver in the league in some sort of positive direction, no matter how hollow it may be? 412-928-9370. We're coming back on the PM team. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Locations, North Huntington, the North Hills. By the way, I'll be down at Fatheads on the South Side. You may have heard me talk about it once or twice. Be down there for a little hockey watch party tonight. Little away game. There are prizes involved. There is unbelievable food and beer involved. There's me. You can yell at me. Or decide, are you going to see Jekyll or Hyde, Muller? Jekyll being yesterday or today. Or maybe Hyde was yesterday. Jekyll is today. Basically flip-flopped on all of my positions. New stats have come out, or I've just dug them up, which have completely destroyed all of my arguments. But anyway, I'll be down at the saloon tonight, Fathead Saloon. On the South Side, little hockey watch parties. Come and see me. Hang out. Talk sports. Have a beer or two. I might even channel my inner Craig Riley and come up with a few hockey-related trivia questions. And maybe put some of my own prizes on the line. I'm serious about that last part. I don't know why I laughed. I'm still smarting, man. I ran into a door in front of a person.
Not a good look.
And that, you know what made it worse is that he said, I wish I had been recording that. Like, he seemed to get a lot of glee out of it, so I think it was one of the many Mueller haters out there.
The haters, of which there are many.
The Pittsburgh Steelers averaged 26.8 points per game last year. That was good for sixth in the NFL. In Ben Roethlisberger's time as quarterback, the best they have ever done in terms of their rank in the league in points per game is fourth. That was in 2015, when actually D'Angelo Williams was their leading rusher. They have ranked in the Bell Brown era, which starts 2013. I'll go through it. This is starting in 13 and going to present day. 16th, 7th, 4th, 10th, 8th, and 6th in points per game. Like I said, almost 27 a game last year. That was good for 6th in the NFL. There are people, you heard that Ed Bouchette clip where he basically said that Antonio Brown being like a vacuum that you needed to absolutely target X number of times per game. And we think about like the 5-50 streak that was going for so long, some of the nonsense that came along with that. When you think about it, they absolutely tried to accommodate him with targets as much as humanly possible. No question about that for Antonio Brown. Do you actually believe, though, because saying that that at times he hurt them or that he hurt the quarterback because the quarterback tried to get him the ball to keep him happy is different than saying he was a detriment to their offense. He caught 15 touchdowns. In their biggest game of the year to that point against New Orleans, he was the best player on the field on either team. He was unstoppable. Now, in the game after that, he wasn't there, but that's neither here nor there. Can you actually make a case, because it is a big gap between saying he hurt them at times and then saying they will be better without him? Can you make a case, because I would say if they average more than 27 points a game, then they are having a better year without him just by the strict numbers. Can you make a case that that's going to happen this coming season? 412-928-9370. I'm on the fence on this, and I know that's not a good place to be, but right now I'm leaning towards how can they possibly be better on offense without him, at least in scoring output, which is all that should matter. It's just, it's going to be one of those things that if it happens, I'm going to have to see it happen first, because I'm so accustomed to seeing, even though he might have required or been a diva and he wanted his targets, he usually made the most of them. We've got Javier in Oakland who wants to sound off, or Oakmont, I should say. What's up?
How you doing, Chris?
Good.
Hey, congrats on the baby. I think the offense is going to be better. As great as Antonio was, I also think that he created two or three interceptions a year because Ben was forcing the ball so much to him. So without him, and I think the offense is going to be a little less predictable and have much more variables out on the field.
The predictability thing, or the less predictable thing, I guess I could buy. The thing about Antonio Brown was it might have been predictable that they were throwing to him, but it was usually awesome too. That's my thing. Like, and I guess I grapple, man, with how much him wanting the ball and then being targeted, maybe ill-fatedly, is his fault. You know what I mean? That's a lot to put on a guy that his personality is so outsized that. And you know he's great, by the way. Everyone knows that. I think even his biggest detractors in this city would acknowledge the man's greatness at his craft. I just don't know how much I can blame him for, yes, wanting the ball, and then the ball gets thrown to him and it gets picked off because it's in tight coverage. He's one of the few wide receivers, I think, in the entire league that when he's covered, he's open. So, in principle, if Roethlisberger threw him the ball and he was double covered, like, I wouldn't necessarily say that was a bad decision on anybody's part, because there's a good chance he's going to go up and get it. Let's go to Derek in Butler. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Chris. Great show.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hey, so, yeah, I also think the Steelers could definitely be better.
Will they be? Will they be?
Yes. Yeah, they're going to be better.
What's the reasoning here? Because they averaged four touchdowns a game with him last year, so they got to average. You know what would be an improvement to me? 30 points a game.
So, okay, I don't know if they're going to score more points, but it's going to translate to more wins. I think losing Brown and Bell is going to force Big Ben and the rest of the coaching staff to get a little more creative with their offensive game plan and the other schemes. I think right now there's just this mentality that Steelers guys are better than every defense. And I say right now, meaning if we still had Bell and Brown.
So essentially what you're saying is their plan when they had both of those guys was spread them out, let Ben make the read at the line, and our guys are better than your guys, and that's how it's going to go.
Exactly. And I think it hurt them in big games when teams had a lot of time to plan and get their defensive schemes ready. And I think the Patriots have shown that just about every time.
So I'll sort of agree with the first point there, that their philosophy was, we're better than you man-to-man, and we're going to beat you that way. And that's probably part of the reason why when guys would get hurt unexpectedly, like when Bell goes down in the AFC title game early because he's dinged, that's going to make it a real tall order to score points. I think there's validity there. What everyone is bringing up then leads me to this. You know who's under a ton of pressure this coming season? The quarterback will be, no matter what. Randy Fichtner, Coach Randy. He's going to have to design offense. What Derek said there is what I was referencing that Andy Benoit was saying, that the Steelers are going to have to maybe beat teams with scheme and not with Ben kind of going up to the line, diagnosing, and then saying, my guys are better than your guys, and I'm better than the guys that are trying to check me, so this is how we're going to do it. If you believe that the Steelers need to be, like Derek said, or like Andy Benoit says, more scheme-oriented, that would put to me the onus on the guy, because I know everyone says, oh, great quarterbacks are usually offense, or the offensive coordinators, just in a de facto sense. Sure, but I would think Randy Fichtner is still going to be the one wanting to design and scheme his own plays and scheme them into some easy winning situations. That's what Sean McVay did. The playbook wasn't that complicated for Los Angeles, but they were so good with what they did that it worked for them. If you believe that the Steelers are going to be better on offense, then you probably believe Randy Fichtner is a pretty good offensive coordinator who's got some tricks up his sleeve. Phone number's 412-928-9370. The question is simple, because now we've got going on this. Antonio Brown's gone. We'll call it his replacement. Sure, why not? His actual replacement is the number one wide receiver, JuJu Smith-Schuster. The replacement for the replacement seems to be Dante Moncrief, who's going to battle with James Washington to be the number two man on this team. Can you make a case that the Steelers, who averaged 27 a game last year with Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell, of course, but with Antonio Brown in the fold, will be better on offense without him? 412-928-9370. I'm on the fence leaning no, partly because I just would have to see it first. And if you do think they'll be better, why? 412-928-9370. Fan weather right now is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, the Pittsburgh Performance Center, and your go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. 74. Beautiful out, although it's overcast now. It's 74 in March. That qualifies as beautiful, yes?